for Abraham. It had been 24 years since God had come to him and turned his world upside down. And he did it all with one request and a promise. Go from your country, your family, and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. Abraham didn't hesitate. He got up and he left, more or less as he had been requested. He left his country, his father's house, and he left for an unknown location. But it had been 24 years. And all he had to show for that willingness to follow was an unexpected detour into Egypt and a parting of the ways with his nephew Lot. And while he had more or less, kind of, sort of, settled down in the land of Cana, there was absolutely no indication that this was the land that God intended for him to have. And to complicate matters further, there was still no real descendants. There was a 10-year-old son named Ishmael who had been born to them through an Egyptian slave, but that wasn't exactly the descendant that Abraham had hoped for. And since he was 75 years old when God first called him, you do the math. And then figure out the odds of Abraham having enough descendants to populate a nation. And yet, you know, there was something about Abraham. It was like he refused to give up hope. Despite 24 years of silence, he continued to wait for further instruction. He continued to hope. He continued to be faithful to the one true God. And then it finally happened. God appeared before him in the form of angels, and made the same promise that had been promised 24 years earlier. And Abraham was excited. I mean, when he saw the three, he jumped up on his feet and he invited them to sit down, and he wanted to feed them, and he wanted to be extravagant, and he wanted to be, but the minute they began to promise him, Abraham said, "With all due respect, sirs, I have no descendants." He'd already disappointed Sarah so many times. There was that little misunderstanding in Egypt. There was taking her away from everything she was familiar with. There was that original promise that she would have a child when there was still a glimmer of hope. How was he going to go to her. He couldn't disappoint her again. So God reassured him that with just a little more patience and a whole lot of faith, every promise would become a reality. Now I want you to put yourself in Abraham's place. You haven't seen 90 in years. And as for your spouse, well, the 80s will soon be a distant memory. You have given up almost everything to follow God. But that was 24 years ago. And you have received exactly nothing that was promised. How would you feel? What would your response be when you were told that the waiting was not yet over? And how would you break the news to your family? Be honest. In that moment, would you want to take matters into your own hands? Would you want to look at the angels and say, you know, we've done it your way for 24 years, now we're going to do it my way? It's a long time to wait. Well, friends, consider this. The most tragic moments in Abraham's life, they came when he stepped away from God. When he attempted to modify the promises to suit himself. And what he learned and what we have to learn too is that to grow and to mature in our spiritual lives requires patience. It requires waiting on the Lord. And waiting and waiting and waiting. As one theologian wrote, quote, sometimes the time it takes God's promises to be realized can seem eternally long, but a promise fulfilled by God is always worth the wait. Many of us would see major accomplishments occur in our lives if only we were willing to wait as long as necessary to see God's will accomplished. Close quote. Waiting, that was something that Abraham was an expert at. He had done so much of it. And if there was one thing he had learned, it was that God would move when he least expected it. And so it was his job to be ready. And so when the three strangers did suddenly appear in the midst of the midday heat, Abraham was prepared to do anything, absolutely anything, to serve them. At that moment, absolutely nothing else mattered to him. He was in the presence of God. Now, in many ways, Abraham had come the full circle, hadn't he? He was back to that day when God had originally called him. Go from your country and your family and your father's home to the land that I will show you, and I will make out of you a great nation. He didn't hesitate that day. And he didn't hesitate when the angels appeared with the same promise. Without any hesitancy, he obeyed. But the road had been long and the journey had taken much longer than he thought. And we know that it's not the end of the story. Abraham still had trials to face. He would still be forced to make decisions and to obey when he would rather run. God knew from the very beginning it was going to take a long time, because growing in the faith and becoming spiritually mature is not easy. But with every step and misstep, Abraham moved increasingly closer to the goal. It had been 24 years, and God had never given up on him, and he had never given up on God. So what about us? I mean, after all, each one of us has been called by God, whether we want to admit it or not. And some of us, well, we've had some rather disastrous detours into Egypt, haven't we? Yet, here we are. And that leads me to believe that even when we have been at our worst, even when we stepped so far away from God, we didn't know if we'd ever find our way back, there was still a spark. There was still something within us that wanted us to believe it was all true. That spark. We call it grace. It was God still working in our lives, unwilling to give up on us. And so with each step of the journey, with each lesson we've learned, we've grown and we've matured in our faith. And in God's own time, the promises that were made to us will be fulfilled. And in that moment, we will know it was worth the wait. And in the meantime, remember that regardless of how long the wait may be, it is always better to follow God's call. And secondly, when you do fail, when those detours occur and your faith is less than stellar, all you have to do is turn around. Remember, Jesus said, I will be with you always, even in Egypt. And thirdly, when you don't know what else to do, when the heat of the moment is oppressive and overbearing, take it from Abraham. Take a rest. never forget. Never forget the promise. So when God decides it's time to move you, you will be prepared to go. Step by step. That's all it takes for our faith to grow and for miracles to happen. To God be the glory. And all God's people say,
Amen. Amen.